Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bottom line, folks, we have to decide as a people that we want to live in a free society and we want to build a better world. It really comes down to that decision. And try to reverse the criminal tide. By the way, I was joking around about Bradley Manning. It's actually very sad because I think what he did overall was good. And you know, exposing torture and the rest of it. He's coming out saying his name's Chelsea Manning. So I made the joke and said, well, my name will be Candy. This is a joke. So I search engine Candy Jones. Turns out it was a film noir supermodel. Very lovely there. And so there you have it. I don't think I'd look as good as Candy Jones did if I put a blonde wig on. Of course, Henry Kissinger, I've seen him in drag before at Bohemian Grove. Posters of him up. So I've actually never been in drag, but I guess Henry Kissinger probably now will forgive, and Obama as well, forgive Bradley Manning. Let's go ahead now and shift gears into some serious issues with Dr. Corey Gold. Brian in Texas, comment on Syria with Corey Gold. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, sir.
You know, it's kind of convenient how, you know, this news about Obama's brother being linked to the Muslim Brotherhood, and we have a chemical weapons attack over in Syria. You know, a little too convenient there. You know, typical false flag. You know, try to get people, you know, look at the right hand while the left hand's doing something different.
Oh, well,
you know?
They've been doing this over and over again. This three times they've had chemical attacks that weren't this big. And tried to blame him, and it's turned out it was the rebels were the main suspect. I mean, and again, I don't like Assad, but I really don't like Al-Qaeda. Dr. Gold, comments on what he just said.
I don't know if it's connected to that thing. I don't think people are paying too much attention to Barack Obama's brother, but I do think they're escalating the chemical attacks because the first ones people just didn't pay attention to. So, yeah, somebody's trying to get our attention. You know, 1,000 people, they say, maybe more dead.
Yeah, it's hard to look at those photos of those dead kids for any father or mother. Anything else there, Brian?
Well, yeah, you know, they're, you know, wheeling the women and children out. You know, they got to play that card, you know, get people's heartstrings pulled, you know, to get the rest of the world, you know, banding together to, you know, try to take out Assad, which I agree, he's not a good guy. But, you know, look at the trail. If it leads back, if it's not Assad, it leads back to the White House. It leads back to the CIA, you know, basically makes, you know, us with the blood of, you know, murderers on our hands as a country.
Well said, sir. I appreciate your call. Some final news is up on Infowars.com. I've really plugged the site today. It's so important. Obama, former information czar on panel to review NSA. That's funny. War propaganda, bogus infant incubator testimony used to justify Gulf War. Yeah, yeah, my point was is to say, remember the fake baby incubators when you look at the chemical stuff. Expert chemical weapons says that victim footage appears set up. Michael Hastings feared his Mercedes had been tampered with. That's now confirmed. Not just us saying that from our sources that are too scared to speak. That's now in the L.A. newspapers, boys and girls. And a lot of other key news up on Infowars.com. I tell you, we're out of time. I'm sorry to the other folks that are on hold, but I'll try to get back to you tomorrow. I'll be back live. Of course, tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we have the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight with a lot of key stuff. Dr. Corey Gold, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me here, Alex, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
But I want to say this. Be ready for Cass Sunstein wants to make it illegal to say the sun might be good for you to get some sunlight, even though there's hundreds of studies saying it's good. So I want to give you this last chance to apologize on air.
I definitely apologize, and I'm smiling so I'm protected as I say it.
Exactly. You can walk out in front of an 18-wheeler going 100 miles an hour. Just smile. You're protected. I appreciate you joining us. Take care.
Thank you.
Folks, by the way, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, number one, it's a great service. 11 people can use your passcodes and give it to friends and family to watch. Number two, we need the funds. So go to Infowars.com, link through to PrisonPlanet.tv, and get a membership. Or if you've got one, share it with friends and family. PrisonPlanet.tv, I want to thank all the members and subscribers as well. Great job to all our affiliates and, of course, the crew and you, the listeners. We'll see you back tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, we return weeknights 7 o'clock Central Standard Time with the InfoWars Nightly News. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up for about 45 minutes of the next hour, we're going to have one of the top constitutional lawyers when it comes to traffic stops joining us in studio, and then we're going to get another newsman's take on the world and what's happening and take your phone calls when Dr. Corey Gold joins us coming up in the third hour as well today. But what I want to do is just throw out some of the headlines here and then open the phones up and get your take specifically. Now, I don't screen calls. Everybody knows that. But sometimes I say, hey, I want to talk about this topic. And I want to get your take on Syria. I want to get your take on Syria and what's unfolding there. And I'm going to go over that stack of news. I'm also going to get into the latest on Obamacare and the fact that now analysts are going, wait a minute, this encourages people to make their employees part-time, that's known, but also to hire immigrants or illegals. Yeah, no kidding. It's meant to bankrupt the middle class, create a permanent peasant class. That's what the multinationals want. They want to get rid of our good health care. They want to get rid of everything, folks. That's the instinct of a robber baron, of a kleptocratic oligarch. So we're going to be breaking all that down. Big developments on the Michael Hastings case. One of his girlfriends, and I don't mean, you know, friends like that, but one of his female friends, the day before his crash, one of his best friends, he came to her house. This is in the L.A. Weekly. This is with Jordan Thingpin. He went over there and said that, hey, can I borrow your car, your Volvo? They're coming after me. They've done something to my car. Can I hide out here? And they said, well, my car's got technical problems. You can't have it. And a day later, his car blows up. Really amazing stuff like that going on. Bombshell info up on prisonplanet.com. The story's not on Infowars.com for some reason. Lead developer for HPV vaccine admits it's useless and likely dangerous. What an amazing admission. And tax benefits could soon be withheld from parents who don't vaccinate children. Yeah, they're going to use the tax system for social engineering. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And on the immigration bill, big evangelical group to back immigration bill. Yeah, they get federal faith-based initiative money, violating the First Amendment now. And you've got the big Billy Graham group saying, turn your guns in, or you're of the devil. Worship the black uniform. Worship it. Worship it. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. As well today. Also, declassified documents, Wired Magazine reports, prove NSA is tapping the entire internet. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what's frustrating is that when people call me a conspiracy theorist, when over 95% of what we cover is open source admitted, that's just their cop-out to not go research what I've said, or they know it's true, and it's their cop-out to just say, morally, I'm bad. You know, not just admit, hey, I'm lazy. Hey, I've given up hope. Hey, I just want to be a slave. Hey, I'm a pathetic person rolling over to tyranny. Hey, I don't have a spirit of liberty in me. I've got a spirit of being a slave. Hey, I'm a chump. No, they just say, you are a nutball. You are anti-American. You are a traitor. You are bad for telling everybody that information. Meanwhile, a judge has ruled spying on your neighbors, even through their windows, is okay if it's art. Again, this is what the courts are doing. They're turning everything around backwards. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have an 8-foot fence under common law, under most state laws and federal, and someone gets up above it to take photos of your wife laying out naked by the pool, that's a violation of privacy and is a serious crime. Okay, let me just give folks the facts here. If you are filming through someone's window at night and then put that information out, that's a violation of somebody's privacy. I don't want to digress off into common law here for folks, but the point is, if a woman is in a high-rise apartment dancing around naked in front of her window, then if the video is released, she's probably able to still block it and have it removed from the internet, but the person wouldn't get in trouble who did it because it was obviously an exhibition. But if you draw your blinds, then it becomes a felony. If you were to, say, break into the house and plant a camera. So when the feds do it, our multinational corporations do it, when Google does it, it is a serious felony. When their Google cars drive around, hacking into your computer with government passcodes, you know, backdoor codes, stealing your passcodes, stealing all your info. That's a felony, every piece of data they grab. But, oh, they didn't get in trouble because they were doing it for the NSA and all that came out. It's just so ridiculous to read Wired Magazine, New York Times going, hey, we're going to get the Pulitzer Prize. We expose that everything's being recorded. Telecommunications Act 1996. And I'm not here wanting to get a bunch of credit and wanting to have people tell me how great I am and how wonderful I am. I want you, when I get up here and I cover something, to listen to me and to know that I'm not making something up. So we're going to be getting into that. Also, I kind of tongue-in-cheek said we should all pay for Bradley Manning's sex change. You have to understand that Bradley Manning, who wants to be known as Chelsea Manning now, has been in custody for several years, been made to wear underwear in below 65-degree temperature, which over time is an extreme form of torture. You're like, oh, I could handle that. Really? How about for months on end? That's why he lost something like 35 pounds or something until he was like a concentration camp victim. There's no telling what they've done to him. And this has PSYOP written all over it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, he may have been a transgendered person or whatever before he got in the military. He may have felt like he was a woman, especially when there's all the hormones in the water that actually affect that area of the brain, especially in neurological development. And again, the reason you're seeing such an upsurge of all this is they're biologically hyper-feminizing women. They're going into puberty at 7, 6, 5, 3. Girls are having babies at age 6 and 7 now. Used to the average puberty for women was 14. 14 across the board historically. Now the average puberty is 10. Look it up. 10 years old. Okay, and it's hyperfeminizing women, the breast cancer, all of it, ovarian, uterine. You know, a 35-year-old woman, may, depending on what her diet's been, what she's been around, may have the ovaries of an 80-year-old woman. The DNA in your breast of a 75-year-old woman, that's why you get breast cancer. That's why it's up 3,000%. And then the media goes, oh, Alex is a homophobe. He's saying boys are feminine and women are hyperfeminine because he's just against women being in charge. Hey, if you like being on 2, 3, 4 times the female hormones you're supposed to be, you think that's cool? Go ahead. Yeah, sure. 10-year-old girls now run around and dress like hookers everywhere because they're equivalent to 14-year-old girls. They're gone into puberty. Their brain's turned on. The issue is little boys now, you can look up the medical syndrome. I forget the exact. Guys, look up testicles not dropping, the scientific name of that. That syndrome, as well as deformities of the male genitalia, that was in the news yesterday, is off the chart right now. Because of all the female hormones. In uterine, deforming the baby, the male parts, and afterwards as well. And that's because of all the hormones. But I don't mean to digress. Bradley Manning is a hero, whatever you want to say about him. But I'll guarantee he's got good lawyers. They're having him come out and say, I'm a woman. I want a sex change. I apologize for what I did. I'm bad. I didn't mean to hurt America. He means the globalists that run America. You know, please give me a sex change. They're telling him, discredit yourself. We'll get you out in 10 years. If you don't, just because, and again, I'm not saying it's discrediting he wants a sex change because the media will spin that. What I'm saying is it's meant for men in the military and people in government to think it's dishonorable to associate it with a guy that's not manly, like Bradley Manning, pun intended, to release data. Of course, it took a lot of courage. And he may have done it because he's psychologically screwed up. You know, he's basically saying, I'm confused, I've got problems, I've got whatever, please let me go. And I think if that gets him out of there, great. But they're not going to let him get out right away until everybody's forgotten about him because they don't want other people to release data that exposes the criminal system. He's not in trouble, and Edward Snowden is not in trouble for damaging national security of the U.S. They're in trouble for exposing the rampant evil that's taken over our military and federal government, that's committing torture, secret arrest, war crimes in our names. And Henry Kissinger talking about, I love being a criminal. We'll get rid of the Constitution soon enough, but let's carry it out illegally right now. Ah, ha, ha. You know, they're mad that their criminality is exposed because if good men stand up and speak out, it's over for their system. And I think Bradley Manning is a hero and had courage, even if he's a mixed up guy. Brought up on a diet of 3 to 4 to 5 times the level of estrogen. Well, men don't even have estrogen, folks. We have estrogen-like hormones. I mean, he was so jacked up on that stuff, it's unbelievable. I'll guarantee if I'd been on that much stuff, I'd be running around thinking I was a woman. That's what it does to your brain. If you're on enough of this stuff when you're young, the brain develops and grows before age 5 to be more female. That's why it's happening to frogs. It's happening to fish. It's a side issue. I'm going to get into Syria, the big top story. Open the phones up for your take on it. And they're getting ready for war, getting ready for bombardment. It'll be called peace bombs, peace bombardment.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Join us to give us your take on Syria and the fact that they're getting ready to invade another country on more lies. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Let's go ahead and go through the headlines on this. France warns Syria of forceful response over chemical weapons claims. So it's they did it. The Syrian government did it. Calls for a UN investigative team to be allowed immediate access to site of attack, but French foreign minister rules out ground troops. That's right. To make it sound reasonable, we're just going to move to start bombing you, as we've already tried to do, to help the al-Qaeda forces take over that we injected into your country 2.5 years ago. Chemical weapons expert says chemical weapons victim footage appears set up. Yeah, but it looks like it's real people. And that article's up on Infowars.com. Another report, a Syrian gas attack story has whiff of Saudi war propaganda. William F. Engdahl, great researcher, breaks down Al Arabiya, run by Saudi Arabia, the groups that announced it, how it was all run, has all the evidence of a false flag by groups that have been caught doing false flags before. So that's just some of what is unfolding on that front. Zero Hedge has the headline. U.S. has strong indications Assad used chemical weapons. Russia says rebel false flag. That's what they're saying. Saying that the evidence is the rebel stage. And again, the rebels have been caught before doing that. Here's another report. Turkish foreign minister says red line crossed in Syria. So now is the time. Now is the time for that military operation to begin. Of course, Turkey's already been bombarding areas so that more rebels can invade off and on with heavy artillery in the last 2.5 years. So there's been Israel's been bombing Syria. Turkey's been sending in weapons. NATO's been sending in weapons. Hundreds of thousands of al-Qaeda burning up, blowing up churches everywhere. And it's called protesters blow up churches. Kind of like when the protesters attack and kill 25 police at a pop in Egypt. Our media goes, well, demonstrators killed police today. And again, the West is starting all this to destabilize the entire region. Amazing. UN action urged in Syria, chemical weapons use is proven. The United Nations is coming under growing international pressure to active Syrian activists claims. Again, they're not rebels, they're activists, notice CNN says. Activists, see? I was just telling you, they call the rebels activists and protesters with tow missiles and all sorts of heat-seeking missiles and line-of-sight missiles, Stinger missiles, you name it. It's so loving. Imagine if somebody went out with a tow missile and maybe shot it at the Capitol, hypothetically, of D.C., and then when the police came to, they said, I'm just an activist. I'm just an activist. I'm a protester. I mean, or somebody shot 25 cops, God forbid. You said, what? I mean, I'm an activist. I mean, they're just activists. It's freedom. UN action urge if Syrian chemical weapons use is proven. The CNN says the United Nations is coming under growing international pressure to act if Syrian activists claims that the government has used chemical weapons in a horrific attack on civilians are confirmed. Anti-regime activists, they're activist groups in Syria, say more than 1,300 people were killed in the attack outside Damascus Wednesday. Well, those poor little activists that invaded the country 2.5 years ago and are blowing up every church they can find and throwing Christians off roofs every day and, you know, slitting the throats of small children and eating people's hearts on foreign TV. None of that's ever here. They're on TV going, I kill you for Osama bin Laden. I will kill every Christian and Jew and every Alawite and every Shiite. Hail Osama bin Laden. They start eating a heart on TV. Oh, kill Americans next. I mean, I can play these videos. I've played them before. I mean, I'm not joking about that. But I'm supposed to go, you know, they're activists. And it's non-lethal, lethal bombs, Carney said last month when they bombed Syria. It's non-lethal, lethal. So again, you're mad at your wife, chop her up with a hatchet. Cops get there and go, it's non-lethal. You're like, you murdered your wife. You chopped her up. There's like 100 wounds here. You cut her arms, her legs off, her head off. It's unbelievable. The walls are smeared with blood everywhere. Well, what is going on? Why are you dressed up in a clown outfit? And your answer is, hey, at least I'm not a rodeo clown. And I'm an activist. And the cops go, you know, you're right. You're an activist. All right, we'll be right back with your phone calls, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to get your take on the protesters from Al-Qaeda that are murdering Christians from Libya to Syria. To Iran, for that matter. They've got commando teams in there blowing up churches and things as well, funded by the CIA. But the main attacks are also going on, of course, in places like Egypt. I want to get your take on what's happening with the protesters, the activists, as they're called. I tend to agree with Obama and Hollande of France and Glenn Beck. And the neocons, I think that the country should be carpet bombed, Syria, and that it should be turned over to Al-Qaeda. Because, you know, Syria wasn't attacking anybody 2.5 years ago and was trying to work with the West and trying to do peace deals with Israel, and that is extremist. And I think that we should stand with Al-Qaeda, who has publicly given 10,000 missiles to attack Syria now, and who have giant public meetings in the squares they've captured after murdering Christians and Muslim minorities, chanting, "Oh, Osama bin Laden, we love you. We're going to blow up America next. Oh, we blew up 9/11. We're going to do it again. Oh, it's so great. Oh, it's so wonderful." By the way, that's a literal translation, because I'm putting clips of that in Obama Deception too, so I've been hearing it and watching it quite a bit. I mean, there's been a bunch of these videos come out where they sing, "Oh, Osama bin Laden, I love you so much, you're going to break my heart." I'm not trying to do it in an Italian voice, but that's kind of what it sounds like in the Arabic, but it's got the words under it. And I just think that absolutely, it makes total sense our government is publicly funding Al-Qaeda. Now, I'm being sarcastic. They are funding Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is murdering Christians, but I'm being sarcastic about we should support Obama and NATO supporting Al-Qaeda. It is outrageous that neocons are now on the radio as well. I heard it this morning, saying we've got to invade Syria because of the dead children from the nerve gas. When these very rebels that put this news out, that the media calls activists, that these very activists have been caught lying about before. Now, they were smaller chemical attacks before. And granted, I mean, in this world, in this universe, Syrian forces might have used chemical weapons. I'm not ruling that out. That is a very low probability. Kind of like Michael Hastings not being murdered is a low probability. Now one of his best friends says he came to his house the day before and said, "I need your car. I think they planted something in my car. I think there's a bomb in my car." That's in the LA Weekly. He did the interview with one of his best friends that asked to borrow his car. And the friend said, "Sorry, my Volvo is basically broken down." And so Hastings ran off saying, "They're after me." Now, sometimes people get paranoid and get so scared they kind of run off the edge of a cliff themselves. And that's the only way they didn't kill him. But all the evidence is pointing at that now. And it just piles up. That story's up on InfoWars.com. And I'm going to call the LA Weekly reporter and invite them on along with the good friend of Hastings that they interviewed. But that full story and the link to the LA Weekly article is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Now, before I go to your calls, and I'm going to them, to get your take as listeners on what's happening in Syria, even if Syria really did this, which I believe maybe a 6, 7, 8% chance out of 100. I mean, maybe a 10% chance. I'm being very liberal there with that number. I mean, my gut tells me Syria didn't do this. All the evidence points towards it being the opposite. The timing of the inspectors showing up right when it happens, where it happened, on and on and on. Because they know the West isn't paying attention, especially Americans. And they'll just put the images, as they've done, of dead kids up. If I put images of dead kids up that U.S. military killed, they try to shut our websites down. They take our YouTube channels down, our Facebook, our Twitters down. If I show the real face of war, or even photos of coffins, Bush tried to block that. But if a bunch of kids get nerve gassed, it's on every news channel. So it's all there. And they staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. They staged the USS Maine incident to blame it on the Spanish Empire and launch that war in 1898. That's all come out. They staged the incubator case in 1990. To be able to launch that war against Saddam, who'd been a CIA asset, who was set up and told to invade Kuwait, and was like, "What do you mean? You told me to do this. You told me I could." And they go, "Listen, Saddam Hussein," which means one basically who has sex with camels, basically is what it means in Arabic. You know, one that has sex with animals, you name it. And that's what Bush called him, Bush Sr., and so he couldn't back down. His military was already all bought off. They'd already been told to stand down. They were all paid off. That's on record. They did the same thing in 2003. It's a fake simulated war. Once you get there, the Iranian Shiites wanting control started fighting U.S. forces. So the U.S. forces just blew up Sunni mosques to get them to go kill the Shiites. I mean, those false flags, that even came out. So that's how this stuff works. In the real world, folks, not in the delusional fake world. So the United States and the globalist forces were fighting Iranians to a certain extent in Iran. That's why they caught British special forces dressed up like Sunnis attacking Shiites in Basra. Same story, just to keep them fighting with each other. Now, this is the famous testimony, the Nyria testimony, refers to the testimony given before the Non-Governmental Congressional Human Rights Caucus of October 10th, 1990, congressional testimony, and put out as truth. And when you watch this video now, for TV viewers watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're a subscriber, or everybody can watch the daytime radio show at Infowars.com/show, all the free iPhone, Droid apps, video feeds, audio feeds are there to get the word out. When you watch it, it's clear how fake it is. They're all lying. They say, we're not going to say the name of this girl for her protection. Turned out, had never been to Kuwait. Her dad was the Kuwaiti ambassador, but obviously didn't want to go to Kuwait. Lived in New York. This has all been admitted now. Never been to Kuwait. There were no incubators. There were no babies thrown out. It was all a lie. As in, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Or as in, you know they got WMDs. Yeah, yeah. So that's my bad George W. Bush. imitation. This is all a lie, folks. All of it. The yellow cake, the aluminum tubes, the centrifuges, on and on and on and on and on. Now, it is true that Iran's trying to develop a nuclear weapon. That's actually true. Saddam was not, folks. They'd had UN inspectors all over that country wrecking and pulling down everything. They wouldn't even let them have chemical plants in that country to run their nation, saying it could be used, turned into chemical weapons. That's why over a million Iraqis, it was an industrialized nation with oil money whose population had tripled since 1900. And now they've lost over 5 million Iraqis one way or another since 1991. And over a million of those, Lancet Journal, war-related. Now, we're going to go to your calls in a moment, but I want to play a few minutes of the famous baby incubator testimony. It's powerful on radio, but downright unbelievable when you watch it. 20 years later, man, my brain cannot wrap around that 1990 seems like yesterday to me. And so I think it was like 2000, so it's, you know, no, it's 23 years later. 23 years later. Man, I'm getting old. 23 years later, you watch this, and it is unbelievable. In fact, I'm going to have the guys repost this to InfoWars.com. You know, just a blurb. You know, remember the fake incubator testimony now with this nerve gas stuff. Now here they really killed some people. But it has false flag written all over it. If these rebels will kill Christians and Jews and Muslim minorities en masse, if they'll blow up every church and mosque they don't control, if they'll blow up markets, if they'll blow up, you name it, if they'll do that, will they gas random people in Syria? You bet your bottom dollar they will. And a few months ago, the last time this happened, it got tested, it was NATO gas. They don't even try to get Russian gas, folks. They don't even care. They think you're so stupid. Let's go to the fake baby testimony and then your calls.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Nayira, and I just came out of Kuwait. My mother and I were in Kuwait on August 2nd for a peaceful summer.
You know what? I'm going to back this up because I want people to hear them introduce her and say, we're not going to give you her name. I mean, how obvious is this? We're not going to give you her name. Here she is. Here, let's go back to the start of the testimony. Here it is.
Thank you very much. Our final witness is also using an assumed name. And again, we ask our friends in the media to respect the need.
This is C-SPAN.
For her to protect
October 10th, 1990.
And we finally call on Nayira to testify.
And the fake crying is unbelievable.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Nayira, and I just came out of Kuwait. My mother and I were in Kuwait on August 2nd for a peaceful summer holiday. My older sister had a baby on July 29th, and we wanted to spend some time in Kuwait with her. I pray that none of my 10th grade classmates had a summer vacation like I did. I may have wished sometime that I could be an adult, that could go up quickly. What I saw happen to the children of Kuwait and to my country has changed my life forever.
She could probably get a show on Nickelodeon.
That's the life of all Kuwaitis.
Yeah, it's not good acting, but it's pretty good.
We're children no more.
I'm a child. But this is now admitted to be fake.
With my
it's all fake.
Nephew.
Everybody bought it.
Traveled across the desert to safety. There is no milk available for the baby in Kuwait.
No milk for baby.
They barely escaped when their car was stuck in the desert.
Meanwhile, carbon taxes will kill 15 million people a year, conservatively. In the third
world.
I
stayed behind and wanted to do something for my country.
Oh, you did, you hero.
The second week after invasion, I volunteered at the Al-Adan Hospital with 12 other women who wanted to help as well.
This is such bull.
I was the youngest volunteer. The other women were from 20 to 30 years old. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns.
There's a lie, it's really bad.
They took the babies out of incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
See, people don't buy this now, so yeah, they actually have to nerve gas them now.
That was horrifying.
Please attack Syria.
I cannot help but think
of my
nephews. Who, if born premature, might have died that day as well.
Oh, I love the fake crying.
After I left the hospital, some of my friends and I distributed flyers condemning the Iraqi invasion.
My five-year-old was doing fake crying last night.
The Iraqi sauce. It's the Iraqi sauce. The Iraqis have destroyed everything in Kuwait. They stripped the supermarkets of food, the pharmacies of medicine, the factories of medical supplies, ransacked their houses, and tortured neighbors and friends.
All right, that's enough.
I saw and talked to a friend of mine after his torture and released by their...
After his torture? Well, maybe Saddam was a good guy, I think, because the good guys torture nowadays at Abu Ghraib. Ladies and gentlemen, now you've got over 5 million dead Iraqis, over 1 million dead from the war, the sanctions 4 million... Over 500,000 dead children as of 1998. I think it was Madeleine Albright said 500,000 was a good price to pay for the dead kids. So how's it feel now? You got to feel good, though, and go, that's Saddam. Blow him up. I can't believe he threw them babies out of them incubators. And they get off into the soldiers stomping the babies. None of it happened. It wasn't true. It wasn't true. Saddam's people did come in and loot the country, though. Rob the banks, steal the gold, take the oil, because they've been slant drilling. And he was told, you get the money, you still owe billions to the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, the World Bank, and the U.S. government. You get that money. And he was told to invade and attack Iran for 7 years in the same way. So they basically came and said, you get this done. So he even asked the U.S. ambassador, he said, so I'm going to invade Kuwait. That's all right. She goes, we don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. And he looks at the camera. All right, because he'd already been ordered privately. This has now come out as a CIA commander to do this, who kind of broken off as doing his own thing. So he said, all right, load them up, hit them up, move them out. We're going in. And the globalist said, he took the bait, shut that country down, begin extermination operations. And you do it all on the basis of one girl with fake crying. Last night, my older daughter, my younger daughter had built a tent in the living room and were taking the French bulldogs in there and feeding them treats and things. That's what they do. And that's basically all that goes on is playing with the French bulldogs, more like worshiping them. But the point is that goes on hour after hour. And then one of my daughters moved the chair from the tent, and then the younger one got mad at the fake crying. And I said, stop the fake crying. She started laughing when she did it. She was doing the sniffling and trying to cry. But my daughter's fake crying hasn't killed 5 million people. That's the difference. So, hey, the fake cry that killed 5 mil. But now they've nerve gassed some real kids. So everybody that likes to see war, get ready to go buy pizza, get your liquor, and sit back and privately watch cruise missiles go down chimneys and go, yeah, we took out that Assad, hurt them kids. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good right now. He's with Al-Qaeda, you know. All right, let's go to David in Spain. You're on the air. What's your take on all this, extremist?
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I'm an extremist. I'm in the south coast of Spain, and when I look out my window, I can see Morocco. Now, as you know, North Africa, you've got Morocco, I think it's Algeria, Libya, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, into Syria, and there's some terrible, terrible things going on. in that part of the world right now, and it's crazy. I'm assuming that the globalists want to surround Iran. That's what I'm reading. I think that's what you and others say. They want to take out Iran and just control that whole sector. And I was sitting down. I hadn't seen a girlfriend of mine from South Africa for many years, and we were just chatting, having lunch, fish by the sea, you know, in a Spanish chiringuito. And this came up, this conversation. I'm a musician, and she asked me what I was doing, and I said, well, you know, I'm trying to write more political stuff right now. And she just looked at me as if I was insane when I explained just a little thing about the monetary fund, the Federal Reserve, you know, how it's not federal and it's pretty illegal, I think, you know. And in Spain, you know, even though I'm an Englishman, in Spain there's very little awareness of the danger the globe is in right now.
And so what did the señorita say to you?
She just started laughing. She literally just looked at me and laughed as if you were a school kid and you laughed at someone who's completely insane in the corner. You know, the guy who's wet his trousers. It was a bit like that, and I just felt really uncomfortable, and we left it, and I just said...
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, I've asked callers to call in and give us their take on Spain and what's going on over there, actually on Syria, but he's called in about Spain. And how he was telling a lady about the Federal Reserve's really private but it's called federal. And I get why people even 15 years ago or even 10 years ago would laugh at me about that. Because if they were lied to and it's not federal, that means the whole world's a fraud. And, of course, it is private. And it just shows what a joke it is. So they can't believe how much tyranny we're under. And, of course, Spain is run by private central banks. It's the same thing in England. It's the same thing worldwide. That's the New World Order model. So briefly, you told her about this and she laughed at you. That is a preconditioned response from television and the culture all over the world to laugh if someone says government might be corrupt. That's why FEMA teaches that George Washington was a bad guy. I have video of this, not just their training manuals, in my film Road to Tyranny. But I want to get to people about Syria specifically now and into the next hour. We have a special guest joining us as well. But finish your point. So she just started laughing uncontrollably because you told her the sky was blue?
Well, that's right, and we were going to go sit on the beach the afternoon, but she made her excuses and she left. Now, this is about the Federal Reserve.
Okay, so talking bad about the Federal Reserve, you didn't get to have a fun day.
Well, that's right. She just thought she said, okay, this guy is a loon. Okay, so we weren't even discussing people being killed, babies being butchered. You know, I'm like you. I've got two children. Okay, what I relate to you is your love for humanity. I believe that you've got integrity. Okay, that's why I tune into your show. End of story. I've got two children. One of them's 12. One of them's 10. Okay, my daughter. For my kids, I will put my heart on the ground and I will sacrifice myself for those children without a shadow of a doubt. And if I've got to go to war, I go to war without a shadow of a doubt.
And that's why they're incrementally destroying the family, is because they don't want that allegiance between the father and the mother and the children. They want you to only love the loving state. That, I mean, Plato even wanted to take people's kids away from them and have them raised by the state. This is a 3,000 or almost 3,000-year-old plan.
And you look at what's going on in Syria, okay, and you look at how the people are being butchered there, and here I am in Europe, and no one gives a monkey's, okay? They all talk about it, oh, it's terrible in Syria, but until the tyranny knocks on our door, it seems no one is willing to stand up and say, hang on, there's something that's terrible.
Sure, David in Spain, let me ask you this question quickly. Does anyone over there understand the West is starting all these wars and bringing in rebels and calling them activists and protesters with tanks and rocket launchers?
They don't believe it, Alex. They don't believe it. They think the West are in these. You know, I spoke to a friend of mine, a singer, and she said about Saddam Hussein. She said, well, Saddam Hussein was a terrible man. He had to go. And the same about Gaddafi in Libya. You know, he had to go. But what has taken over from these dictators? It's even worse. And, of course, no one knows that it was the West who put them in charge anyway. You know, so it's so
complicated. Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, with the case of Saddam Hussein, it's on record he was CIA trained in Egypt. It's on record he committed assassinations in the 60s in Iraq for the CIA. It's on record they put him in 1979. It's on record they gave him $40 billion on record, and I'm sure obviously more, to attack Iran. It's on record they wink, wink, told him to go into Kuwait and then set him up. And again, I'm not saying he was a great guy, but my goodness, that is evil. And now to have Al-Qaeda attacking Syria is amazing. Thank you for the call. I'm glad it got around to Syria because I want to get listeners' take on that. We just did. Very eloquent caller from the United Kingdom. God bless you, sir. Yes, I do love humanity. And I know you love humanity as well. And we are the majority. We just have to stand up against the haters. We're the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.